past 30 years, and most of the credit belongs to coach Brad Stevens, in the opinion of ESPN Celtics insider Chris Forsberg.
These Celtics just go out there and they find a way to gut these things out. Brad Stevens is pushing all the right buttons with this team. He's found a way. They got six rookies out there.
For the seventh straight season, four of college basketball's most prominent programs, number one Duke versus number two Michigan State, and number seven Kentucky versus number four Kansas, will take the court in the Champions Classic. Tip off in an hour on ESPN Radio, ESPN TV, and the ESPN app.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Guys, come into the JCPenney men's store and find great looks for all those holiday parties. Now through Sunday, get 60% off select styles of men's outerwear, hats, and gloves starting at just $6.99. Refresh your holiday wardrobe with 60% off men's sport coats, top coats, and dress pants starting at $23.99. We've got your style and size in-store and at jcp.com. Plus, the holiday challenge is here. Get everything on your list for less than you think. Hurry in. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
I'm Cole Wright with NFL Network now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Panthers, they beat the Dolphins 45-21 on Monday Night Football, and Cam Newton, he returned to his MVP form, throwing for 254 yards, not to mention four touchdowns, while adding another 95 yards on the ground. Elsewhere, Cowboys linebacker Sean Lee is unlikely to play the next two games. This, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Now, Lee tweaked a hamstring in the second quarter of Sunday's 20-point loss to the Falcons. Now, Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn announcing that Phillip Rivers is indeed in the concussion protocol. Now, it's unclear when Rivers suffered the injury. However, he was not sacked by the Jags defense, but he did take five hits in Sunday's overtime loss. In other news, Texans wide receiver Will Fuller suffered cracked ribs in a loss to the Rams on Sunday. Fuller not expected to miss extensive time, but he could miss Houston's Week 11 game against the Arizona Cardinals. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
At the Home Depot, we take pros seriously, and we take care of business together. With the brand names pros trust, we'll set you up for success and put the best savings on the shelves, like the Makita Lithium Ion 7-Tool Cordless Kit, a special buy at $399, the lowest price of the year. Now's the time to load up and get everything you need for your next big job. Pro Black Friday, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Prices valid November 13th through 29th. Available in-store and online while supplies last.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
504, welcome back, welcome in. It is hour number two of three for the Todd Bromelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, taking you to 7 o'clock tonight. Producer Kyle Mann along with us as well. Don't forget, sometime between now and 7, we'll put a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill in your hands. We'll wrap up the baseball season with our final chat with Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com tonight. He's going to join us coming up in about 50 minutes also. We'll take a look ahead to what the college football playoff rankings will likely look like tonight when they are released at halftime of the Duke-Michigan State game at the Champions Classic. You recall they did this last year. Same thing, waited till halftime of the game instead of releasing the rankings at 6 o'clock, and it added a little bit of suspense to the festivities. Lots to get to today. Don't forget, stop by our website, kgymradio.com, and vote in the Emil's Hideaway poll question today. It has to do with your thoughts on the Iowa State basketball season after Iowa State has begun the year 0-2. Share them with us on the by voting in the poll or with the Hurtine and Stocker text line 319-366-1600. We're going to get to something that I'm calling Kirk Roulette coming up here in our number two of the program. Kirk Ferentz met with members of the media earlier today in Iowa City and talked not so much about Wisconsin. A lot of talk about the seniors and a lot of talk about this week's game that the seniors will be playing against Purdue, their final home game at Kinnick Stadium. But I want to say this right off the top of my head. I was not in Iowa City earlier today, and I take great pride in trying to be there as often as possible, not only for games but for press conferences as well, at least with Kirk Ferentz. And the reason that I wasn't there is because my wife's uncle passed away last week. You know, if you listened to the program last week, that my grandmother recently passed away, and it was a really bad about a week and a half stretch here for our families. And I want to share that. I want to share a little bit of my experience today because what I didn't know and what my wife didn't know was that her Uncle Paul was a Purple Heart Award winner with the United States Army. And he didn't talk a whole lot about his Vietnam experience, but the Purple Heart was there last night at the visitation, and she had no idea, and she told me about it today. And we went to the funeral and then followed the procession to Arsenal Island in the Quad Cities. And if you've ever been there, it has a little bit of a feel like Arlington National Cemetery. And it just absolutely moved today. He got the full military honors and the burial. And I was standing there earlier today, and I was looking out at all of those white marble, they're marble, right? I don't know what the material is, but the headstones, the grave markers, and it just absolutely in awe of people who do what Uncle Paul did. And he was a great guy. He was the life of the party, and he's one of 15 kids. He was the first of the 15 kids to pass away, and his mother is still alive. Celeste is a great woman, my wife's grandmother. And that is amazing. When you stop and think about it, several of the guys in the family served in the Army during Vietnam. To have 15 kids, and this is the first time Paul was 70 years old, is absolutely amazing to defy the odds and to keep the family together as long as they did. But just, I want to say thank you to everybody that has ever put on a uniform and served, because sometimes you lose sight of those contributions. And today I was reminded of that today as the flag was draping the coffin and they're playing taps and the honor guard was there and the 21-gun salute. And it just absolutely moved me today to be standing on there on that hallowed piece of ground in Arsenal Cemetery. So I wanted to say that really quick. If you're a veteran, I know we just had Veterans Day on Saturday and didn't get to say anything about it on the air, and I wasn't on the air Friday to say anything about it. So honestly, thank you from the bottom of my heart, because I'm too much of a chicken. I admit that. I couldn't do it. And what you guys do, it just absolutely blows me away. 509, and here's what we're going to do. Kirk Roulette. Because I wasn't there today. I have no idea what Kirk Ferentz said. I know I got the rundown from a couple people who were, and I know Wisconsin wasn't talked about a whole lot, and that's their prerogative. If they want to keep it focused ahead and take a look at Purdue and everybody just sort of flushes Wisconsin, that's fine. There was a lot of talk about Ohio State last week after they beat the Buckeyes, but the 24-hour rule is the 24-hour rule, right? So, Alex, do we have what did Kyle bring back here? He's got about 15, 16 clips from Kirk Ferentz's news conference today.
And you said we don't need the wheel. We're playing roulette.
Yeah, we
the
don't
wheel.
Need the. But the roulette wheel at a casino doesn't make the
true.
Which, and I can't remember what show I was watching recently, but they gave out the secret that they tape close to the prices. Oh, it was The Walking Dead, a Talking Dead. The after show apparently tapes in an area near the Price is Right studio, and they revealed that, and this is no surprise here, But the wheel is like stored out in the hallway, and they were joking about spinning it, but you have to make your own sound effects because apparently the Price is Right wheel doesn't make the sound effects.
So
when you
do
spin
we have
it.
To make our own we sound effects today?
No, I just want to. Now, if you're at the casino and you go to play roulette, the wheel doesn't make a sound or music as it goes around. The little ball just spins around. So here's what you do. Punch a random clip here, and we'll see what Kirk's talking about.
Do you go into games thinking and knowing that play action is going to be emphasized more, or does that play out during the course of the game based on what the defense is doing?
It's always part of our plan. That's how we're wired and built. But, the game, the way it goes, really dictates how you start calling things. And, the other night we didn't settle into anything that really, felt good, looked good, that type of thing. So it's a lot more fun. You get a little rhythm. And, if you can start with a good run game, that always helps. But, yeah, you kind of have to go in, and then adjust as you go along.
Ooh, play action. Okay. That's a good start there. That was Pat Hardy, by the way, from allhawkeyes.com answering that question. Okay, just make sure we don't double up here. You just let's spin. Okay, no bets. No more bets. Let's see what we come up with.
Through the kind of the competitive phase of the game, probably three quarters, mm-hmm. the other day, you guys had second and six or closer, nine different times out of like 15 opportunities. And when you were able to run the ball on second and six and closer, you had really good consistency, but then when you passed the ball, that's where you had some issues. Was there an overthinking a little bit, or would you, on second and closer, or what was kind of the reason overnight?
Yeah, I should have you on our staff. You got pretty good statistical knowledge there. But, we never established any rhythm, and part of our deal, we play better when we're balanced typically. So, and they're a really good third down team. They're a good defensive team, period. I mean, to me, that is as good a football team as they are. That is the strength of their team. So, we weren't up for the challenge. And, I think we used kind of pretty much the same thing that we did the week before. We executed a little bit better the week before against a good football team. And, it wasn't there for us Saturday. So we'll just continually reexamine what we do and try to put a plan together that we think fits the opponent that we're playing.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. That is the equivalent of putting one chip on the roulette table and getting, what's the payback, 18 to 1, right, when you bet one number at the casino. I see. I would know if Cedar Rapids had its own casino, I would know this stuff better. I don't spend as much time in casinos as I would like, but I do play roulette when I am there. Isn't it 18 to 1 if you bet it? Look, that's Scott Docterman from theland10.com, and I don't want to say that was a little bit of a jab there from Kirk Ferentz. What, Scott as well as I do. Scott tends to ask some pretty involved questions.
He charts a lot of plays.
Charts
and
a lot of plays. About likes
tendencies.
To talk about, likes to use language that you would use talking about football, 22 personnel, things like that. I think that was Ferentz flipping him a little bit of mud, verbal mud. Yeah, I should have you on the staff. That's the way I like my Kirk Ferentz, by the way. My Kirk Ferentz audio. I like it salty. Problem is, you're salty, you just want to drink more. That's how Kirk gets you, right?
Right.
Okay, I don't know if we're going to have a better...
No, actually,
I don't
wrong.
Know if we're going to have a better clip than that. Is your the Seinfeld episode where Kramer has the one line, "These pretzels are making me thirsty"?
I do.
So last week, not to get completely removed here, but last week I was helping somebody in the building with a project which was related to a movie project out in California. And that's about as close to Hollywood as I'm ever going to come. But anyway, we were reading some lines over the phone, and one of my lines was, "I like avocados." And all I could think of was Kramer and Seinfeld and these pretzels are making me thirsty. And so I like avocados. No, I didn't like that read. Let me give you a more soon. "I like avocados." And it was just, I think the guy got tired of it. And so finally I would read a line. He'd be like, "Perfect. Move on. Next one." And that's what I get for helping out. And I don't like avocados, by the way. I think guacamole is just absolutely disgusting, but that's neither here nor there. So we're never getting a better piece of Kirk audio than that. A little salty, flip of some mud there to Scott.
Well, we should hire you on the bring you on the staff.
And I want to be very clear about this. I like Scott, but I think that was Kirk sort of, hey, here's a message for you. Let us do the coaching. You ask the questions. Okay, what do we? Let's pretend we're spinning the wheel here. Place your bets. What do we got here? Are we going to get a Vets football? Let's see what we got.
Have you seen the growth you needed or wanted to see at this point? I think your receivers have gone above and beyond. I mean, you guys really have more passing yards than you did all last year. But have they grown? Have they kind of maybe hit a wall?
I hope they haven't hit a wall.
We still got two games, and I'm hoping we're in a trend. You know, we took a step backwards. There's no doubt about that. And part of that was us. Part of that was the competition. But like I said, I'm not sitting here making an excuse. We played good competition the week before, too. But we didn't have it on Saturday. You know, it was really obvious, and it was a team thing. It wasn't just one position. But I think that group has grown. I think we're making improvement. As a coach, I think we all look at it and say we can continue to grow. And that's really our challenge this week, and will be our challenge next week. So we're down to whatever it is, 10, 11 days left in the season. And that's where our focus is right now. How much can we improve here in the next, 4 days and then the next block of days after that?
This is why I absolutely love our listeners. I wasn't even paying attention to that quote. I was reading the Hertin and Stocker text line, and we had 7 people on the text line immediately reply that the payout is 36-1. So I was thinking of splitting, betting between two numbers, 18-1 on the payout. 36-1? That's pretty good. That's what the Scott Docterman question paid back. At that point, I would color in my chips and probably exit the roulette area.
So based on this audio so far, if this were an actual casino and we're basing our bets off of what we have pulled up from Kirk's answers, would we have lost money at this point? Are we down like $30 already?
Oh, no. We're rich.
Because of the "we should bring you on the staff" quote?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. And then, see, if you get a payout of 36-1, then you could, that's a slow bleed. You can play off of those chips. Now, usually there's a minimum bet, $5, $8, but you got to have a minimum amount of money in play for each spin, and that's how they get you. But we're up. We're up big right now. I'm not saying we're getting comped anything like a free buffet, but and 35-30 on the text line. I know how much you love Coach's Cuts, sponsored by Network Computer Solutions. It is coming up. We're actually going to hit you with a double dose of. I should have said this. Let's not play roulette with any of the clips that are marked for inclusion in Coach's Cuts. I think we've already played a couple of them, and I don't want to just be completely redundant here. So let's see if we can get some non-coaches. And you know how great Coach's Cuts are, 35-30. This is the stuff that didn't make it onto Coach's Cuts.
Let's turn your attention to Purdue. Coach Brom's done an outstanding job there. I think you guys have all figured that out. They're a really good football team right now. They're playing with a lot of energy, a lot of passion, and playing really good football right now. They're moving the ball well. That really comes as no surprise with his offensive background, his expertise. Defensively, that's equally as impressive to me. And they have not been strong defensively over the last couple of years, but they're playing really well on defense right now. I think just overall, if you look at it collectively, the thing that impresses me, especially since they're off week, they've played really good football. They've played Wisconsin closer than anybody in Wisconsin's 10 games thus far. They gave them the best game and played them most competitively up there in Madison. But if you look at it, the losses they've had, 1.2 point, the Wisconsin game was a one-score game, and then the other night, Northwestern hit a punt return on them that widened the margin a little bit. But they've really done a good job defensively, and it's tough to score on them. So, you combine those two things statistically, they're doing very well, and they're a tough football team. They're playing for a bowl opportunity, so we know we have our hands full when they come to Kinnick on Saturday, and that really turns it around to us. It's all about us trying to correct as many mistakes as we can correct. Execute at a higher level, because quite frankly, we're not good enough to overcome. We can't erase the mistakes that take place out there. So our focus has to be on being more consistent, better execution, and playing at a high level. And that's really what it gets down to. So,
okay,
We're starting to lose money. Should we walk away from the table?
Yeah, no. That's how they get you. I don't know if we can do. Can we play just the first like line or two of that? Say the first 15 seconds of that back, the where he first starts talking about Purdue, and I'll tell you why once we hear it. Can we do that?
Turn your attention to Purdue. Coach Brom's done an outstanding job there. I think you guys have all figured that out. They're a really good football team right now. They're playing with a lot of energy, a lot of passion, and playing really good football right now. They're moving the ball.
Okay. In 19 years as Iowa's head coach, how many times do you think Kirk Ferentz has uttered virtually that exact same phrase? The coach of the other team is an outstanding coach. The team that they're playing is playing really good football, especially right now. And they're playing with a lot of energy and passion. In 19 years, how many times do you think Kirk Ferentz has said virtually that exact same quote?
19 years, about 12 games a year. I'm guessing right around 230 times. That's my guess.
I don't think of that's football when I hear or think of Kirk Ferentz. I think of a quote like that. Something that is so NFL generic that you just, it's cut and paste. That is actually, those are his words. That sounds like something that somebody that works in a sports information office would make up to put in a press release that they were sending out.
Like one when somebody transfers away from the program. Wish
him the best. They are an outstanding team, and it's an outstanding coach. They are playing really well on both sides of the ball right now. They are playing with energy and passion. Coach Ferentz will have no further comment on this until after the game. I like the guy. 19 years. I can't even stop to... Was he talking about Purdue there? Was he talking about Michigan under Brady Hoke several years ago? By the way, Brady Hoke is the interim head coach at the University of Tennessee.
Yes, he is.
He's not going to be the full-time head coach. Good luck with that. We talked to Greg Schiano. I don't know about that.
Jeff Brom...
522, here's what we'll do. We'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get you coaches' cuts. And yeah, it's the equivalent of now moving to the blackjack table and doubling down. Go from Kirk to Kirk. More college football talk to come here in hour number two as well. Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com is going to be with us at 6:05 tonight. It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on 106.3, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM KGYM. Back after this.
As GIs returned from overseas and families began to boom, young Willa Dickens began honing his watchmaking craft at a highly regarded jewelry store on a bustling corner in downtown Iowa City. He worked steadily behind his jeweler's glass, eventually taking over the business. And as his reputation grew, so did his family. Sons Terry and Tim spent afternoons at his knee, learning about gemstones, precious metals, and most importantly, how to properly treat a customer. And as the decades passed, the three of them, along with a remarkably dedicated staff of friends, as well as Willa's granddaughter Kate, continued the tradition of excellence and integrity begun at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in 1947. Now, as they celebrate their 70th year, stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say congratulations to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Shifting gears is what it takes sometimes to move forward. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is looking for some special people like you who view life a bit differently. You're intrigued by the thought of working all night when the rest of the world isn't. You like the freedom and the pay night work offers, plus overtime. Shifting gears with PMX Overnight offers stellar health benefits with medical, dental, and vision, coupled with rock-solid retirement benefits. Working the overnight shift at PMX isn't for everyone, but shifting gears may be perfect for you. Learn more at ipmx.com.
Just like Hannibal Smith used to say on the A-Team, I love it when a plan comes together. Things are looking great here as the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn makes its way toward the bottom of the hour and the halfway point of tonight's show. Remember, if you're a fantasy football player and you've got some questions, we can answer them for you tomorrow in the 6 o'clock hour. Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com will be with us, his weekly appearance sponsored by Imon Communications. Plenty more to get to tonight. We've got the Champions Classic going on in Chicago. That tips off in about 35 minutes. Michigan State and Duke, the number one and two teams in the country, going at it. At halftime, they're going to roll out this week's third installment of the college football playoff rankings, and we'll break those down for you tomorrow on the program as well. Also, we will join the Blue Devils and Spartans game in progress, Kentucky and Kansas coming up after that. But right now, if you enjoyed Kirk Roulette, and I can think of no reason why you wouldn't have, here now, brought to you by our friends at Network Computer Solutions in Marion, the missing piece to your IT puzzle, it's Coach's Cuts.
Before we get to the game this coming week, just talk a little bit about last weekend. You know, the biggest thing is, you know, I told the team right after the game, same thing on Sunday, is that, you know, the biggest thing we can do is learn from that, and then we've got to move on. I think as a team, we certainly showed really a good potential in all three phases a couple weeks ago in Kinnick. And then, you know, it wasn't quite the same this past Saturday. You know, up in a tougher environment against a really good football team that was playing at a high level, and we certainly came up short. So the big thing we need to do is, you know, get over the tape, look through that, see what adjustments we can make, what kind of improvement we can make this week, and then push forward. And that's really, that's like every week. It's a 12-week season, and that's the routine week in and week out. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
Kirk, can you put a finger on kind of the inconsistency of the offense? Is it just simply because you've got young players at young spots? Some are making plays 1 week, some are dropping passes the next, or is there anything closer you can?
Yeah, I hope it is, and I hope this isn't the week we're, you know, in that mode. But it's you know, on offense especially, little things kill you. You know, I mean, mistakes kill you. It's hard to you know, unless you're good enough just to throw it up and somebody run down there and catch the ball, you know, 70 yards down the field. But or a guy that can just hit a run, you know, nobody blocks and boom. I'm going back to whatever it was, 1976, sitting in Three River Stadium. Dorsett hit one for about 80 yards or 90 yards on the first play of the second half against Penn State. And game was over. I mean, that was it. And that's about all they got, but that's all they needed. But, I mean, you know, he's a Hall of Fame player too. So, you know, so it's a matter of trying to sustain drives, put things together, move. You know, everybody's got to be working together. And you know, when you do that with cohesion and you know, good execution, clean football, however you want to put it, you give yourselves a chance. When you get five-yard penalties or penalties, those set you back, false starts, you know, what have you, missed assignments, all those things really disrupt things. And so, you know, offense is a little bit more intricate. And, you know, a guy can blow something on defense, and if he's not at the point of attack, nobody may ever know. But pretty much everybody on offense, you know, impacts each other. So that's a challenge. And, you know, we've shown that we're capable. And now, the you know, I think the big challenge is, can we show consistency?
Punch this week, is that up in the air?
Definitely.
What's going on there?
Well, you know, part of it, Matt missed a little practice time a week ago. So, you know, that didn't make the challenge any easier for him. And, you know, so it's just there's a real art to that, too. And but it helps to be out there every day and get the practice and all that kind of stuff. So we'll play it by ear right now.
Has Max Cooper got a chance then?
Yeah, he definitely is in the equation. Yep.
Through the kind of the competitive phase of the game, probably three quarters, the other day, you guys had, you know, second and six or closer, you know, nine different times out of like 15 opportunities. And when you were able to run the ball on second and six and closer, you had really good consistency, you know. But then when you pass the ball, that's where you had some issues. Was there an overthinking a little bit, or would you – on second and closer, what was kind of the reason?
Well, yeah, I should have you on our staff. You got pretty good statistical knowledge there. But, we never established any rhythm. You know, and part of our deal, we play better when we're balanced typically. So, you know, and they're a really good third down team. They're a good defensive team, period. I mean, to me, that is as good a football team as they are. That is the strength of their team. So, you know, we weren't up for the challenge. And, you know, I think we used kind of pretty much the same thing that we did the week before. You know, we executed a little bit better the week before against a good football team, and, you know, wasn't there for us Saturday. So we'll, you know, we'll just continually re-examine what we do and try to put a plan together that we think fits the opponent that we're playing.
Have you seen the growth you needed or wanted to see at this point? I think your receivers have gone above and beyond. I mean, you guys really have more passing yards than you did all last year. But have they grown, or have they kind of maybe hit a wall?
I hope they haven't hit a wall. You know, we still got two games, and I'm hoping we're in a trend. You know, we took a step backwards. There's no doubt about that. And part of that was us. Part of that was the competition. But like I said, I'm not sitting here making an excuse. We played good competition the week before, too. And, But, you know, we didn't have it on Saturday. You know, it was really obvious, and it was a team thing. It wasn't just one position. But I think that group has grown. I think we're making improvement. And, you know, as a coach, I think we all look at it and say we can continue to grow. And that's really our challenge this week, and it'll be our challenge next week. You know, so we're down to whatever it is, 10, 11 days left in the season. And that's where our focus is right now. How much can we improve here in the next, you know, 4 days and then the next block of days after that?
That is Coach's Cuts, brought to you by Network Computer Solutions in Marion, the missing piece to your IT puzzle. They can do virtually anything, and they even offer free consultations, so give them a call today. Let's send it over to Kyle. He's got your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update, Midwest One, where you're the one.
Kirk Ferentz spoke with the media in Iowa City today. He says safety Amani Hooker has not practiced this week, and while he doesn't want to officially rule him out, he admits his likelihood of being available is decreasing by the day. The UNI men's team had much more success against Alcorn State than it did against North Carolina, claiming its first win last night, 73-45 in Cedar Falls. Juwan McLeod led with 18 points, all those coming from the three ball. Iowa State, however, will have to wait at least a couple more days for its first win. They fell last night to Milwaukee inside Hilton Coliseum, 74-56. It was the first loss in a home opener since 1997 to UNI, and not to pile on, but it really wasn't good. The Cyclones turned the ball over 18 times with only 5 assists, shot 38% from the floor, and were out-rebounded by a school picked 8th in the 10-team Horizon League. The good news is that Iowa State wasn't at full strength and does hope to have Cameron Lard and Hans Graves back for the Puerto Rico tip-off later this week. We had so many weekly awards for various Hawkeyes yesterday, I didn't even mention Iowa State's Bridget Carlson being named the Big 12 Women's Player of the Week. We'll have her and the Cyclone Ladies on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, taking on UNI right after our show. A lot of good college basketball tonight. We're also going to join top-ranked Duke and number 2 Michigan State in progress from the Champions Classic in Chicago, followed by number 4 Kansas and number 7 Kentucky. Those games can be heard on our North and South Gym FM frequencies.
Great stuff as always, and half of the show in the books, the second half to come, 5:32. Just a reminder, high school football playoff action coming up this week. You can check out our website, kgymradio.com, for updates. We will be off on Friday at 6:45 because of high school football. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will be sitting in with me at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City because Alex will be back in Cedar Falls at the Unidome calling that game. And that's going to be the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. So make sure you join us, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. And check out LinderTire.com online for all of your tire and vehicle needs. They've got some great coupons right now, as a matter of fact, if you check them out. Or coupon-free in person, Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. Step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, Sonny in Iowa City brought up something in the first hour of the program tonight that truly sets college basketball apart from college football. And I think it would be fun to think about or imagine college football following suit. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
This bottom of the hour break is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 14 years of service.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Kinnick Stadium, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
Kenseth proves he can still get it done on NASCAR's biggest stage.
Matt Kenseth becomes the spoiler today in the Arizona desert.
I'm Susie Armstrong, and this is Ned Jarrett's World of Racing.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
It all comes down to Miami.
They're racing door-to-door in turn 4!
4 heroes race to the finish.
It's going to be a drag race to the checkered flag, side by side to the line!
Have their names uttered with greatness.
So soon to be Hall of Famers.
And live on in history.
Wow, they are Hall of Fame worthy.
Known only as Champion. Catch all the action from Homestead, Miami of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Championship Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC.
Matt Kenseth will race one final time Sunday in Homestead, Miami, this after winning last weekend in Phoenix, which could be his final victory ever. The 45-year-old from Cambridge, Wisconsin, proved he can still win at NASCAR's highest level, despite not having a ride for next season.
Well, I mean, I really feel like I got a few years left. I really do. I mean, I feel like I can get it done on the track when we get everything right. I feel like I can win races and run for championships. But with that being said, you have to have the supporting cast. You got to have the cars, you got to have the team, you got to have the sponsor, you got to have the manufacturer, and I got all that where I'm at right now, and there's not an opportunity to continue to race here. You know, I've been racing long enough where I don't want to do anything else except for that.
I'm Susie Armstrong, and this is the World of Racing on the Motor Racing Network.
You know what's better than getting the best price for Unlimited from Sprint? Getting the best price for Unlimited and a great deal on a new Samsung Galaxy S8. Switch to Sprint and get Unlimited, plus HD streaming and 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot for $25 per month per line for 4 lines with the 5th line free. And for a limited time, save 50% on a new Samsung Galaxy S8 with Sprint Flex. Plus, upgrade anytime after 12 lease payments with Galaxy Forever. Visit your local Sprint store. Go to Sprint.com/GS8 or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Only at Sprint. Works for me.
GS8, $15.62 per month after $15.63 per month. Monthly credit applied within 2 bills. For well-qualified customer with new line activation on 18-month lease. Unlimited savings until $131.19, then $38 per month for 5 lines with auto-pay discount applied within 2 invoices. Savings claim compared to similar plans from national carriers. Carriers' features differ. Coverage and offer not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Excludes taxes, fees, roaming, and premium content. Prohibited network use rules and restrictions apply.
And we're back in studio with Oregon's mascot, the Duck. So what was it like to star in this season's Nissan Heisman House? And how was it to work alongside current NFL star and Oregon Heisman winner Marcus Mariota? Well, what's the deal with this guy? He's usually pretty animated. We'll be right back with more from Oregon's The Duck. Visit NissanHeismanHouse.com for more. And while you're there, vote for this year's Heisman winner.
Book your next business trip at Upside.com and you'll get two of the best gifts anyone will get this holiday season. A free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones and the gift of a better business travel experience. Upside's customer service specialists are available on demand by chat, phone, and email to make sure your business trip goes smoothly. All that plus great prices for flights, hotel, and rental cars. Go to Upside.com and use code BOMONTY to get your free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones for trying Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
5:38, welcome back and welcome in. The Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way until 7 o'clock tonight. Ed Creech, MLBTradeRumors.com, is going to be with us at 6:05 tonight. We'll put a bow on his appearances with us during the baseball season. Plenty to talk about as we stoke the hot stove. Giancarlo Stanton of the Marlins, full no-trade clause. Lots of talk around him and the St. Louis Cardinals. Sounds as if he does not want to be traded to either the Cardinals or the Red Sox, but conflicting reports as to whether he would waive his no-trade clause for those two teams. But he's from the West Coast and sounds like maybe he would be interested in playing for the San Francisco Giants or somebody else a little bit closer to home. We'll talk about that and more with Ed. Right now, if you pick up the phone and give us a call at 319-366-1600. You're going to take home a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. That is, if you are caller number 6. LaCantina319.com is the website to check out menu and all of that good stuff available for you there. They have 3 locations, one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids across from the U.S. Cellular Center, and the third and newest location in the Fountains off Edgewood, which has a wonderful party room. Think holiday parties, think family gatherings, a number of reasons you want to get a bunch of people together and enjoy some delicious Mexican food in a private atmosphere, semi-private atmosphere, however you want to technically describe it. Well, think of La Cantina and that party room in their newest location. Caller number 6 right now, 319-366-1600. We mentioned Ed Creech joining us at the top of the hour. I want to go back to something that Sonny in Iowa City brought up in the first hour of the program, and I think that's what sets college basketball apart at this time of year, is the season just kicked off on Friday night. It's November 14th, and tonight we are getting basketball that we would normally get in the middle of March. Now, these are two great matchups. The Duke-Michigan State game is about to tip off in 20, 25 minutes. That's Duke is number one, Michigan State's number two. That will be followed at the Champions Classic by Kansas and Kentucky. The Jayhawks are ranked fourth and Kentucky seventh. You don't, in college football, and it's just the nature of the beast because of 12 games and conference schedule and wanting to get to six wins and bowl eligibility, you don't get early season games that catch your attention the way that you do with college basketball. And I think if there was a way for college football to replicate that, I think they should, because I'm interested.
They've tried.
They've tried, but no, very few teams will buy into it because of the fact that you only get 12 games and with conference restrictions, and you get occasionally good matchup. We've seen Wisconsin and LSU and Alabama and Michigan, a little bit of that. But, and don't get me wrong, for every Duke and Michigan State, there's Iowa State, Milwaukee, or Iowa, Chicago State. But there's just something about this time of year and great college basketball. Just, it sort of reminds you of what is at the end of the rainbow. And this is a month and a half before the conference season begins. Well, not in the Big Ten this year, because they had to jerk around with everything because of Madison Square Garden and Jim Delaney's fanciful fantasies about the East Coast caring about the Big Ten and Madison Square Garden. We got to have the tournament there. So you're going to wind up playing Big Ten games in early December, which, count me out on those. But for most of the world, you're still 6 weeks, 7 weeks removed away from playing conference games. And here we are with two absolutely great matchups tonight, the Blue Devils and the Spartans, which we will join in progress at 7 o'clock, and then KU and Kentucky finishing things off tonight. That's a great night. If you love college basketball, this is a little taste of March Madness in November.
I think we're starting to see it a little bit more in college football. I think that the Jerry World, the new AT&T Stadium, not so new anymore, but has decided they want to host, over the past few years, some of these matchups in early season college football. Florida State and Alabama comes to mind. Oregon took on LSU a few years back when Oregon was in their little run of winning Pac-12 titles. But I think for college basketball, at this time of year, they feel like they need to do it, because they're competing head-to-head with so many other things that are underway. They're competing with the NFL. They're competing with college football, the NBA, the NHL. And they're trying to grasp the attention before you really get to the conference season. And even before that, I think a lot of fans start watching college basketball right before March Madness. So doing this and putting these four teams together, which they've done the past few years, really, I think, does get the attention of a lot of fans and get people talking about college basketball in November, which is kind of a tough thing for college basketball to have to deal with.
Now, the text line is pointing out the random examples of Florida State and Alabama to start the season, but those are the exceptions to the norm, and you don't necessarily see it as much as you do. And I don't want to just talk about top 10 matchups, but with college basketball, you also get things like the Big Ten ACC Challenge, and you get the Gavitt games, with the tip-off games with the Big Ten and the Big East now, which I think is gaining in popularity over the last three or four seasons. You get Iowa and Iowa State in the Cy-Hawk series, and you get look, okay, if you want to look at Iowa and Iowa State in football and say, hey, you're getting a little taste of a Heart of Dallas Bowl matchup in September, it just, it feels different. And it, I don't know, it's hard to put my finger on. Cool. But there's just something about college basketball and the matchups this time of year which I find infinitely more intriguing than I do the first couple weeks of the college football season.
It's all relative when we're talking about non-conference schedules between college basketball and college football. In college basketball, you're playing several more non-conference games than in college football, obviously, but even the worst non-conference schedules for Power 5 teams are still going to have tests on them. You look at Iowa's schedule this year, they're going to take on Colorado. They're going to take on Virginia Tech on the road. In college football, you see a lot of FCS. You see a lot of Power 5 against FCS, Power 5 against low-level FBS teams, and those aren't as interesting as some of these games that take place in November and December in college basketball. Now, like I said, I don't think college football feels like they need to worry about it. They know when they... when they kick off week one, everybody is so excited for football to be back that, A, they're going to watch their team because college football is a regional sport, and B, there are at least enough matchups early on to get people excited. College basketball really feels they need to go out of their way to market the best, and that's what this Champions Classic has done, and that's what the Big Ten ACC Challenge has done, and now you're going to see things like the Mountain West Missouri Valley Conference Challenge, which I think is, to a lower level, exciting in its own right.
And we get, like, ESPN came up with the Bracket Busters a couple years ago, and if you're a basketball fan, you enjoy that too, because Stephen F. Austin and you and I, they're not going to get a ton of attention normally, but those are two teams that occasionally can pop in, and everybody cares about March Madness. You want to, when you're filling out your brackets in March, you're going to look back on tonight, right? Probably, and think, okay, hey, that team impressed me way back in November, and I got to take them all the way through to the end. Now, as the text line is pointing out, the college football playoff is sort of changing this, because prior to the playoff, you didn't have as many decent games like the Alabama, Florida States, or Wisconsin and LSU. But I don't know. There's just something about the idea of getting a four top 10 teams together and playing like a back-to-back week one or week two right out of the gate, where you get the college football playoff, you get the New Year's Six in September. And I don't know whether you could ever get enough teams on board with that, because teams are always worried about losing, and they're worried about losses completely knocking them out of the picture. And you'd have two teams that would start the year with a loss. And that would make it extremely difficult. And again, football and basketball are a different animal. But the point is, and Sonny brought it up in hour number one on the phone lines, 319-366-1600, is that's what separates college basketball from college football. Is there's this immediate buy-in on the college basketball season, I think. And it's because of games like the ones on tap tonight. Whereas with most of college football, wake me in October when conference play begins, or that last week in September, with a few notable exceptions.
But I think some people would argue with that, saying that there's kind of that same feeling at times with college basketball, wake me in March. And I don't necessarily agree with it, because I follow it throughout the season. But the college football people would argue, okay, well, we don't have any preseason games, and we have 12 chances to make our claim for, like you said, if you lose once early on, you could be done for the rest of the season. You could be out of the college football playoff. And it was even worse during the BCS era, where only two teams were allowed to enter the college football version of the Big Dance. College basketball, you have two exhibition games. If you don't have two exhibition games, you have one exhibition game, and you play a secret scrimmage, quote-unquote secret scrimmage, and then a lot of cupcake teams in your non-conference schedule. So I see it from that point. There are many more throwaway games in college basketball than there are in college football. And like I said, I don't think college football has to worry about having a week where people are saying, yeah, well, these games don't matter. All of these games don't matter because there's always something to keep people entertained. Usually there are some down weeks, but usually there's one or two games that people will keep an eye on as it relates to the college football playoff.
College football playoff rankings are set to come out tonight at halftime of that Duke and Michigan State game. So we're going to have to wait a little bit longer than 6 o'clock to see who the top six teams are this week, and especially the top four. Iowa and Iowa State both in last week, both lost last week. Now, Iowa did so to a team that's most likely going to be in the top six or seven, depending on what the committee does with Wisconsin. Do they get the benefit of the doubt and hang on to that 25th spot? I don't know. Not the nature of a big win over Ohio State vaulted them in. I think a big loss to Wisconsin is probably going to bump them out. But we'll wait and see. We'll find out. Not that it means anything in the grand scheme of things. But we'll get to those coming up at the bottom of hour number three. Alex and I will preview what the playoff rankings could look like tonight. That'll come up after a conversation with Ed Creech of MLBTradeRumors.com. Congratulations, by the way, to Brandon in Cedar Rapids. He was the winner of tonight's $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. 70-61 on the text line. In basketball, you can lose 10 to 12 times and still make the quote-unquote playoffs. Yeah, and that's true. Again, that is the beauty of the basketball season as opposed to the football season. And look at Michigan State a couple years ago. They played that murderer's row schedule where they lost a ton of games in November and December, but they were losing them to top 15, top 20 teams. And when the brackets were rolled out, who was there? Michigan State. And who exceeded expectations? Michigan State. I don't think Izzo and Michigan State will win tonight, but these are the type of games that get you sharp and ready for March Madness, and we're getting them on November 14th, and what's not to like about that?
Wasn't it Wisconsin a couple of years ago that lost to, who was that? It was Milwaukee. They lost to Milwaukee early in the non-conference season, and they made the Sweet 16 that year after their coach exited and Greg Gard took over. So, yeah, I think that is the clear difference between college football and college basketball. College basketball is absolutely trying everything to get people to pay attention to their sport this time of year, and this is the length that they have to go to. And because after this, you'll see things like the Maui Invitational, the Big Ten ACC Challenge, and then you get into conference play. They do a very good job of it, but they have to work extra hard in order to do it because, like the texter said, a team can lose 10 to 12 games and still have a chance to win a national title.
And we got a little bit of breaking news out of the world of baseball. Again, we're going to be talking with Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com. But how about this? Paul Molitor of the Minnesota Twins. You heard him all summer long on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, the American League Manager of the Year. So a little bit of an upset there over A.J. Hinch, the guy who piloted the Astros to the World Series. But you look at a team that lost 100 games plus last season to come back this year and make an appearance in the postseason in the AL wildcard game, even though they lost to the Yankees. What an amazing turnaround. Great to see Paul Molitor pick up that honor. Five plus, I bet he gets a nice payday from that too. Most managers usually do. 5:54, we'll step aside and take a quick timeout. When we return, you already know what's coming. It's a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Back with more after this.
And we're back in studio with Oregon's mascot, the Duck. So what was it like to star in this season's Nissan Heisman House? And how was it to work alongside current NFL star and Oregon Heisman winner Marcus Mariota? Well, what's the deal with this guy? He's usually pretty animated. We'll be right back with more from Oregon's The Duck. Visit NissanHeismanHouse.com for more. And while you're there, vote for this year's Heisman winner.
Football is a fast and rough and tumble game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223, 247-7223, and put them on your IT team.
NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Welcome back in. Tristan Cockcroft, VSPN.com, is going to answer your fantasy football questions with us tomorrow in the 6 o'clock hour. You can always email them to us. Send them to me. Why not? Todd at KGYMradio.com. You can use the Hertin and Stocker text line as well. That number is 366-1600. 555, let's do this. Bring Kyle on board. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Your last of hour number two, Midwest One, where you're the one.
Kirk Ferentz spoke with the media in Iowa City today. He says safety Amani Hooker has not practiced this week, and while he doesn't want to officially rule him out, he admits his likelihood of being available is decreasing by the day. The UNI men's team had much more success against Alcorn State than it did against North Carolina last Friday, claiming its first win last night, 73-45 in Cedar Falls. Juwan McLeod led with 18 points, all those coming from the three ball. Iowa State, however, will have to wait at least a couple more days for its first win. They fell last night to Milwaukee inside Hilton Coliseum, 74-56. It was the first loss in a home opener since 1997, and not to pile on, but it really wasn't very good. The Cyclones turned the ball over 18 times with only 5 assists, shot 38% from the floor, and were out-rebounded by a school picked 8th in the 10-team Horizon League. The good news is that Iowa State wasn't at full strength and hopes to have Cameron Lard and Hans Braes back for the Puerto Rico tip-off later this week. We had so many weekly awards for various Hawkeyes yesterday, I didn't even mention Iowa State's Bridget Carlson being named the Big 12 Women's Player of the Week. We'll have her and the Cyclone Ladies on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, traveling to UNI right after our show. A lot of good college basketball tonight. We're going to have top-ranked Duke and number 2 Michigan State in progress from the Champions Classic in Chicago, followed by number 4 Kansas and number 7 Kentucky. Those games can be heard on our North and South Gym FM frequencies.
Paul Molitor picking up 18 of the 30 first-place votes. This is the surprise. A.J. Hinch finished in third place in AL Manager of the Year voting and only picked up one first-place vote. Molitor got 18 first-place votes, Terry Francona 11, and A.J. Hinch 1. There's a discussion topic for Ed Creech when he joins us next.
Are you looking for